Saudi officials call the deadly attacks, which began May 12th in Riyadh, a wake-up call. Business executive Abdul Mohsen Al-Akas is a member of Saudi Arabia's consultative council, known as the Majlis Ashura.
It was our September 11th, that's the May 12th. The real September 11th took us by surprise. I think it took us by surprise that many of us went into disbelief. Many of us simply did not believe that 15 of us, 15 Saudis, will do such a thing. We know we can hear them here and there screaming their heads off about this subject and that subject, but to actually commit the crime, we could not believe it, and therefore we went into denial. But it took a while for us to realize, well, look, they are actually Saudis. How to deal with it?
He says the Riyadh bombings now have brought the problem home. Saudi and U.S. officials say terrorists with links to al-Qaeda are trying to destabilize the government. Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, a Saudi national, himself has targeted Western interests in the oil-rich kingdom and the royal family that has ruled for more than 70 years. Western diplomats say there is a reserve of ready recruits for al-Qaeda among zealous Saudi religious fighters who returned home after ousting the Russians from neighboring Afghanistan 2 decades ago, as well as disgruntled youngsters raised in an ultra-conservative Wahhabi branch of Islam that portrays Westerners as infidels. The U.S. Embassy has issued several alerts for non-essential diplomats and Americans to be more vigilant or consider leaving Saudi Arabia. American businessman Jim Greenberg has lived and worked in Saudi Arabia for more than 2 decades. His family lives in an upscale Riyadh housing compound for Westerners with 370 homes, a restaurant, shops, and recreational facilities, all nestled behind a 3-meter-high stucco wall. He says that tranquil life was shattered after the May bombings.
Immediately after May the 12th, we had the armored cars here, the armored vehicles with the machine guns and the Saudi soldiers. And then gradually from there, you built up the additional security with a greater standoff distance, the concrete barricades. The concrete barricades and so forth were also here during the Gulf War, but not the Saudi soldiers, not the multiple checkpoints.
It's not only Westerners who are feeling jumpy these days. Medical student Amal Sawayan thinks twice about going downtown.
Always I thought, when I'm car, I think in next car will blow. I have this thought a lot.
Do you feel unsafe?
Yeah, unsafe. Unsecure, yeah, a lot.
In a massive crackdown since May, the government has arrested hundreds of suspects and confiscated hidden stockpiles of weapons. Newspapers have published photos of the most wanted terrorists and encouraged the public to provide tips to help catch them. Saudi officials have curbed the flow of funds to overseas Islamic charities that U.S. officials suspect are financing terrorist networks. And patrols have been increased along the borders with Yemen and Iraq to stop arms smuggling. Mohammed Al-Halwa believes the terrorists have miscalculated by targeting Saudi Arabia, which is home to Islam's holiest shrines. Mr. Halwa heads the Majlis Ashura's Foreign Relations Committee.
For the terrorist group, the big mistake for them that they start to fight with Saudi Arabia, to make bombs in Saudi Arabia, to explode in Saudi Arabia. This is really a very big mistake for them, because now the government, after they do that, the government refers the direction of affairs. Now it is holy war to fight these terrorists, because now they threaten the Saudi Arabia and they destroyed its reputation in the world, and this is against the interests of Islam.
Pro-reform Majlis member Abdul Mohsen Al-Akka says the fight against terrorism also needs to deal with a subculture of xenophobia and intolerance.
These are persons who are committing crimes in our streets. And so the first order of business for the security agencies is to stop them, take them into custody. This is non-negotiable. The second thing is, apparently the most immediate thing is an intellectual atmosphere that encouraged extremism, and therefore what needs to be done to bring a new intellectual atmosphere in which tolerance is the norm and not the exception.
Saudi Arabia's government is undertaking political and economic reforms. Educators are reviewing curriculum and textbooks that critics say offered a harsh, intolerant view of the world. The government has removed hundreds of radical clerics. But pro-reform Saudis say the campaign against terrorism and the pace of reform depend on how quickly Saudi Arabia's rulers can modernize a traditionally closed society without alienating the conservative religious establishment that is said to underpin their legitimacy. Laurie Kastman, VOA News,